Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Russian President Vladimir Putin is addressing the joint houses of the Russian parliament. It's the first time he's done so since 2021, and the first time since the commencement of what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine. President Putin via a translator.
Today, the regions of Russia support Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics directly. They do it sincerely, like real brothers and sisters.
The Russian president also said Moscow is suspending its participation in the New START Treaty, the last remaining major nuclear arms control treaty between the U.S. and Russia. President Biden is meeting with Polish President Duda this morning in Poland as he begins a series of consultations with allies from NATO.
The truth of the matter is the United States needs Poland and NATO as much as NATO needs the United States, because there is no way in which for our ability to operate anywhere else in the world and our responsibilities extend beyond Europe. We have to have security in Europe.
A suspect wanted in connection with the murder of a Los Angeles, California archbishop is now in custody.
L.A. County Sheriff's authorities are identifying the alleged killer as 65-year-old Carlos Medina, husband to the housekeeper of the murdered Catholic clergyman.
Detectives recovered two firearms and other evidence possibly linking Medina to the crime.
L.A. County Sheriff Robert Lunis says surveillance video showed a dark compact SUV pull into the driveway of the bishop's home around the time of the shooting. Luna adds Medina owns a vehicle matching that description. 69-year-old O'Connell was found dead from a gunshot wound in his Hacienda Heights home Saturday afternoon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Today is National Pancake Day and National Sticky Bun Day. You get a choice. This is USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People duck for cover at Hatay Airport in Turkey as another earthquake strikes. Just 2 weeks after a series of deadly earthquakes struck parts of Turkey and Syria, another 6.4 magnitude quake hit the same region. Last night's quake was also followed by a powerful aftershock as people tried to get to open areas away from damaged buildings. The epicenter was near the Turkey-Syrian border against the Mediterranean Sea. Back at home, wicked weather this way comes.
A giant winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. William Churchill is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
Straight across the northern tier of the U.S. with this first system midweek, and then a little bit later into the week, Wednesday, Thursday, that's when the main system will be kicking out of the Rockies into the Great Lakes region.
It's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Cities from Chicago to Detroit to Boston will all be affected. I'm John Schaefer.
Diplomatic relations between the United States and China deteriorated further on Monday after China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs snapped at the Biden administration for suggesting that it had information that China is considering sending weapons and ammunition to Russia to help in its war against Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the accusation Sunday on CBS News. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Michelle Bachmann is with us to talk about the question that is before us. Could this be the end of American sovereignty? President Biden is negotiating a legally binding deal to give the Chinese-backed World Health Organization full authority over U.S. pandemic policies, as if they did such a great job in helping us in the last run, right? She's a former congresswoman and current dean of Robertson School of Government at Regent University. Michelle Bachmann joins us now. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Bill Martinez, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Well, you have always been a blessing to freedom-loving Americans, people of faith. You have fought the good fight on our behalf, and here you are once again coming to the front because the legacy media and others have checked out. This has been something that has been crawling its way through the system since last September, right?
Well, it has been. Actually, it was a year ago that the Biden administration in April first announced that they wanted to offer amendments and change the whole process of health care at the international level. And effectively, I know this sounds bizarre, but what the Biden administration wanted to do and is wanting to do right now, the same thing, they want to give over our national decision-making power over health care, as you said, to the communist-backed WHO. We saw this is now the three-year anniversary of COVID policies that destroyed so much of our economy and the psyches of young girls. And there are so many problems that came out of this policy. But now what President Biden wants to do is take our control. If we thought Fauci was bad, now what he wants to do is give the decision-making control to an international body, bypassing the Congress, bypassing governors, bypassing your local physician, and literally all powers would be given to the WHO so they'd be able to call a pandemic, they'd be able to continue emergency powers, and they would be able to direct even your local physician what they can and can't give you and what they must give you in your body, including calling for lockdowns, mask wearing, and even have control of the supply chain. We've never seen anything like this. This is so sobering. And it isn't just America. It's all 194 nations who are a part of the UN. So
exactly.
We've never seen anything like this, Bill, where one man at the WHO would have the power over the healthcare decisions over every person on earth.
Well, and here it is. We have one man, President Biden, that's selling us out.
Yes, that's right, because our nation is based upon rule by the consent of the governed. In other words, We get to go to the polls. We get to vote on the politicians who are over us. We get to vote on the policies. That would be over. There would be no more informed consent. Not even an American president, a subsequent president, could make decisions on health care, because once we would go into this agreement, it would be legal, it would be binding, it would be permanent, and it is enforced through the World Health Organization. Plus, they would be empowered to monitor every American citizen and surveil every American citizen. This is the platform to create global governance and to do something we have never seen before in America. That's why the mainstream media isn't covering this, but the Biden administration plans to have the meeting February 27th. They have a dual track going. They want to pass what is really a pandemic treaty, only they're not calling it a treaty because they don't want the U.S. Senate to vote on it. They're calling it an accord, and they're also trying to change the rules in Geneva, Switzerland, at the UN meeting that's coming in May. So one way or another, hook or by crook, the goal is the same. The Biden administration can't wait to give up our sovereignty to this global body to have the decision-making authority over our health care. That's why this is so serious and so sobering.
Exactly, and this is why I appreciate you coming on in short notice to address this urgent issue that requires our immediate attention. Dean Bachman, this shreds the Constitution, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. It stands it on its head because, again, if there's an international agreement, the Constitution mandates that the U.S. Senate has to agree to a treaty. But the Biden administration is trying to be too cute by half. They're saying, oh, no, no, no. This isn't a treaty. This is an accord. And so we're supposed to all nod our heads and say, oh, yeah, yeah, I guess that's right. It isn't. This is the most breathtaking level of giving away power that we've ever seen in American history. And it will impact us forever. There is no going back from something like this.
There's no exit plan. I mean, you can't get any kind of resolution or any kind of help with this once this passes. We're handcuffed?
Well,
or he signs it. It's not that it passes, that he signs it. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, the U.S. signatory signs, all 194 nations sign, and they say that they already have a pre-agreement that all nations are going to sign this. Again, what other nations are thinking is that U.S. tax money will go to other nations to pay for health care. That's how this is being advertised to other nations around the world. It's under the auspices of equity, something called equity. And so what they're saying is every person on earth will have equal health care, presuming the United States will be the country to pay for it. Well, go check the U.S. bank account. We're broke. So we don't have to
$31 trillion
for
exactly
health care. That's right.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is a continuance, and you argued this, if I recall, during your presidential campaign when it was then President Barack Obama was selling us out with this attitude that, because in the name of equity, America did not deserve its exceptionalism, and somehow we owed the world, a makeup, so to speak, right?
That's right. I had no illusions. I had no illusions that I would become president. I wanted to have a discussion on what was happening in America with socialized medicine because it was so profound and would impact not only just our bottom line financially and bankrupt America, but it would reduce and really ultimately destroy the quality of American health care, because this has been the lie of socialism, that you can just take money from a few people and we'll have the same outcome, and then everybody will be rich. That's never worked once. And so now we're going to
say
this on an international level.
Yeah. Well, this is what progressives do. It's that slow, progressive march throughout the institutions, whether it's the United States or the world for that matter. Right, Dean Bachman?
That's right. So people need to call their U.S. senator and tell them to demand that this agreement needs to come before the Senate. It cannot just be waved away as an executive agreement.
We need a firewall against this pernicious agreement that President Biden has been working in the shadows with, and our legacy media and others that should be on top of the rooftop shouting out about this are quiet, and we're grateful that Dean Bachman is with us, and it will continue this conversation, so stay with us. We've got more for you to hear and more details that you need to be aware of. Yeah, it's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
Your one-time tax-deductible gift of just $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Different people groups throughout India are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and Christian literature in the languages people are most comfortable speaking makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces 13 different radio programs in 12 languages in India. More and more spiritually hungry people are tuning in daily to learn more about Jesus. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the hope of Christ around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes providing access to the gospel in the languages people were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, this way you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Dean Michelle Bachman continues, the former congresswoman and current dean of Robertson School of Government at Regent University. Dean Bachman, you held a 40-day fast and prayer vigil. because of what our country is dealing with, what is at risk? This next generation, the generation to follow, we realize that this country has lost its way. Like the children of Israel who would cry out to God, say, you no longer go out with our armies. This is where America is. It has become defiant. It has turned its back on God. Ronald Reagan said, a nation who is no longer under God will find itself gone under. And we're on the brink of this. And look what's happening right now. Some young kids in Kentucky at Ashbury University have lit up and are getting noticed for a revival and a spirit of repentance that is spreading across the nation, and I would say around the world as well. And this is quite encouraging because this is the only way that we can possibly push back. Yes, we need to contact our elected officials, but it is God who gave us this country. It is God that we can turn to who will save this country, is it not? Dean Bachman, are you there? Okay, let's see what happened. I guess maybe we gave her too much time in between the commercials. Oh,
hello.
Okay, there she is. She's back. Yes, okay.
The mute button accidentally was on. But yes.
Oh, okay, no worries.
The formula has always been the same, and it's faith plus obedience plus action as being led by the Holy Spirit. And the formula has always been the same, that Satan, since the Garden of Eden, has always tried to have a rebellious fist against the ways of God. When you look at what is being planned at the international level by the World Health Organization, it is a prideful attempt to have control over every person on earth. This is an unholy goal that they're trying to bring about. And sadly, the United States government is leading this effort to give up national control over health care, really control over every person's life, to this international body that doesn't have our best interests at heart. So say, for example, you go to your local physician. The physician says you have to take this shot and that shot, and you have to put this under your skin. And you say, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. You have no choice. You can't appeal to anyone because now authority has been given to the World Health Organization, and one man makes the decision for everyone in the world. Think of that. That is stunning.
Yeah.
That has never happened before. And this is over the issue of your body, your life. And that's why it's so important that we cry out to God. Here at Regent University, we are a Bible-believing, biblical worldview university. It was created by Pat Robertson 45 years ago. And so we, too, as faculty, as staff, administration, we've been crying out to God. We don't want to be missed with his fire. And we're crying out to him for deliverance. We're serious about it. These are serious times, and we should never fear. We should always have faith, but also have our eyes open so we can see what the devil is about. And this is something the devil is about today.
Well, once again, just like before, where the devil tried to raise himself five times above God, this is what we're having, what we're experiencing. It is Satan himself trying to raise his head above God, saying, we take preeminent authority. And people of faith need to understand this and be courageous and be bold and take a stand against this unholy alliance that is coming upon our shores. It's no longer existential. It is within us, isn't it?
Well, that's right. You're not overstating it. Again, you can't believe that your own government would propose such a preposterous idea that will have such horrible consequences almost immediately. Most people don't even realize, Bill, that today as we're talking, we are still living under emergency powers. President Biden still has emergency powers that allow him to do things the Constitution would not allow him to do. And he said he'll lift those powers on May 11th. Well, by May 11th, it may be too late. He may have already given away sovereignty by that time. That's why I'm urging everyone who's listening to you to pray, to fast, not fear, but then also act. Call your U.S. senator. You can easily find it in the phone book. You can just Google your U.S. senator in your state call that person and tell them, look, I don't want President Biden to give away U.S. sovereignty over health care. You've got to stop this. And then call your local House member, whoever that is, and tell them the same thing, because Speaker Kevin McCarthy in the House can hold a hearing. He could hold a hearing. He could slow this thing down. He could subpoena all these Biden officials to come before the Congress. That's our government. We're exactly. a government of the people. We are representative government. And so our representatives need to act on our behalf. They can't be asleep right now. But they're asleep because the mainstream media isn't even talking about it. But these documents are available for anyone to see. And, Bill, I'm happy to send you links so that your listeners
yes, please do that.
See these documents so that they can know Michelle Bachmann isn't making this up. This is something that the Biden administration is actually advocating for.
Well, we also saw in recent weeks, Michelle, that the FBI already has a database. They have an infrastructure ready to go to where everybody is being marked with a note whether or not they have been injected. If they have not taken taken the vaccine, you know, if they have not been injected, then there is a note. It's already kind of a social, a form of a social credit score against the people of the United States of America. And doctors as well. I have doctor friends down in Imperial Valley in, you know, San Diego County. They treated over 10,000 people, 10,000 patients. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody got, you know, nobody died of the 10,000, and they treated them with natural supplements. And guess what? They had to go to the tribunal up in Sacramento to face even non-medical people with the threat of losing their license. This is what this is happening, and this, what's all coming down to is this totalitarian, authoritarian approach to our, you know, to our medical care.
You're right. That you stated it very well. This is the rise of authoritarianism in a way that we have never seen before. So if you think about the CDC recommending that churches close during COVID, and we had a number of pastors who just went along with it, some didn't. Well, now that authority would be given to an international body. What sympathy would they have for American First Amendment rights? None. None.
Right.
So we saw, many people may not know this, but last April in Shanghai, China, the communist Chinese actually locked down 25 million of their citizens in the city of Shanghai for 63 days. These people weren't allowed to leave their apartments. They weren't allowed to get food or seek medical care. Think about that.
Yeah.
And the communist Chinese regime controls the World Health Organization. We pay for it, but the communist Chinese control
right.
it. The last people who should have authority over our health care is the communist Chinese through acting through the World Health Organization. That's why this is real. It's a very real threat. The Biden administration is meeting in this international body on February 27th to hammer out the final language. And the final language prohibits local doctors from giving you alternative medicine. You're
exactly.
not allowed to even have that route. So that's why we can't just sit around. We can't wait on this one. The Biden administration isn't. They're trying to grab as much power as they can and give it to the international body, the World Health Organization.
And here we march toward a one-world government, the globalists in full control, ladies and gentlemen. And the World Health Organization, we saw. If you want to know what somebody is going to do, look what they've done. We saw clearly what the World Health Organization did to the citizens of the world during COVID. So we need to be aware, and we need to heed Michelle Bachmann's warning. Again, Dean Bachmann, remind everybody what they can do. We've got 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
People need to quickly contact your U.S. senator. Demand that they hold hearings and that they treat this like a treaty and force it to come into their body.
God.
Call your local health
multiple times a night to use the bathroom. As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin is addressing the joint houses of the Russian parliament. It's the first time he's done so since 2021 and the first time since the commencement of what Russia calls its special military operation in Ukraine. President Putin via a translator.
Today, the regions of Russia support Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics directly. They do it sincerely, like real brothers and sisters.
Putin also accused the West of theft of Russian currency reserves and says the Russian economy has overcome all the sanctions. Voters in Richmond, Virginia will settle a special election today for the open seat previously held by late Democrat Representative Donald McEachin, who died in November shortly after being elected to a fourth term. Democrat nominee Jennifer McClellan faces Republican pastor Leon Benjamin, a Navy veteran. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Kevin Downs is with us. Yes, we're going to be talking about this exciting new movie, which, you know me, I'm always looking at things in terms of a spiritual perspective, a biblical worldview. Things do not happen, you know, by accident. It's with a purpose. And the release of this new movie, which Kevin is producing along with John and Andrew Irwin, and I guess Josh Walsh and Daryl Lefebvre involved too, right, Kevin?
Yeah, definitely took a team effort to be able to get this one off the ground, but man, we're excited about it. The film turned out so good.
Yeah, and, this is, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, the title of it, Jesus Revolution, and in today's society, man, don't we need that now more than ever?
Yeah, without a doubt. And sometimes it's positive to look from whence you came and where you are right now, because the thing that's been coming out loud and clear for me, I'd say in the recent years, Kevin, is God has been showing us contrast, the difference between good and evil, dark and light. And right now, this country has lost its way, and you see dark and light running a parallel existence. And I think we need to really understand what is going on, and we need to be discerners of the times. So let's pause a moment. Let's look over our shoulder and see how we got here.
Yeah, exactly that. I mean, there's a lot of parallels to how this story actually took place. True story, early 70s, late 60s, you know, about this sort of group of hippies out in the West Coast that were searching for truth, but doing it in just all the wrong places. But what they wanted is kind of what we all want, our society wants right now, which is just truth and stability and someone to guide us along the way, because there's just so much chaos that's going on in today's world. And so to kind of visit back to what happened in the early 70s in California and kind of swept the nation.
Exactly.
The cover of Time magazine even did it. You know, they did a whole article on it called Jesus Revolution, which was the inspiration for the story. And it's just really inspirational because it just gives us all this synergy and this expectation of hope and love and unity, and that's actually attainable again.
Yeah, and as you said, there's nothing new under the sun. And, I find it quite fascinating. Again, we're reminded that we have this God space that God has imprinted on all of us, made in his image, and it cries out for connectivity. And here in the latter 60s and 70s, you had hippies, those that had been marginalized and ignored. And there they were just, looking, like you say, looking for love in all the wrong places. But instinctively, there was something that brought them to Jesus, because it was interesting, because at that time, you talk about parallel tracks like we have today. You had a sexual revolution and then you had a spiritual revolution taking place at the same time. I think it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, one of the things that when you look back at that time, they realize that, you know what, their life here on Earth is going to be short. Mm-hmm. And then what happens to them? I mean, certainly in the beginning, there's the God that created us. There's no doubt about that. But then what happens when you die? I mean, we can kind of go through this search for truth and light and all of this stuff. And we can kind of make certain religions or philosophies certainly fit our own. But what these hippies found was something that was unification, and they found a God that absolutely loved them. Mm-hmm. And in having a faith in Jesus Christ. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. And so it was a story that was really, we found to be very profound, and mm-hmm. And it turned out so beautiful on the screen. Kelsey Grammer, Jonathan Rumi from The Chosen, who's right. Absolutely phenomenal. A really great cast. Joel Courtney plays Greg Laurie. That's the thing I'm proud of this movie for, is that there's something for the young and old. Mm-hmm. Kelsey Grammer, certainly I grew up watching Frasier.
Right, exactly.
Across Cheers and Frasier and all of that stuff. But then Joel Courtney, who's young, some of the younger 20s will know who he is. And then Jonathan Rumi, of course, from The Chosen, those that have caught fire and caught wind of that successful show will certainly know who he is. And they all play a major significant role in this film, and the story and the relationships are something that's really beautiful to watch.
Kevin, how did you and the team, come to really determine that this was a movie that you wanted to produce?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's, we've had tidbits of this movement in a number of our projects in the past, but we've never really fleshed it out before. And certainly the first one would have been a movie called Woodlawn that we did a number of years ago. And
right.
And John Irwin, when he did the research for that, he found this Time magazine article called Jesus Revolution. And when he was researching it, he was like, man, that in itself is a movie. And so we took tidbits of that and inserted it into Woodlawn. And then, later on, we did a documentary called Jesus Music, which
yes.
A lot of that was about what happened in Dallas and the West Coast and Expo 72 and how the origination of contemporary Christian music kind of got its start. But to really see it all fleshed out in a, hour and a half to 2 hour movie story, this is the first time that we've done that. Mm-hmm. And it's very compelling. Jesus Revolution is something to see in theaters for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, in a sense, I'm glad you brought up Jesus Music, because this really is a hand in glove situation. I mean, yes, you saw the development of Christian music, contemporary Christian music, how that evolved. And of course, this was running at the same time as the Jesus Revolution was taking place. It was the soundtrack for the Jesus Revolution, in essence, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is, we've grown up with this contemporary Christian music, at least I have, for all of my life, but you don't realize how young it is. And, in our story, believe it or not, there's a group called Love Song, and they kind of got their birth, or one of the original founders of contemporary Christian music, if you want to call that founder.
Yeah, right.
But you know, they kind of got their birth in Chuck Smith, Pastor Chuck Smith's living room, so to speak, in his church, and we kind of show that, we play that out, you know, in the movie. And it's something that's really fascinating to me, and just to watch how that kind of evolved.
Well, and it is amazing. Again, this is God's hand solely. And the anointing, as some of us would refer to it, upon, you know, Pastor Chuck, you know, and you demonstrate that in the Jesus Revolution, that here he was serving a church that was really dying dead. It was dead and dying. and you know, thank God for his daughter being a contemporary spirit and seeing what's going on. And even as you bring out in the movie with Pastor Chuck just saying, you know, I want to meet one of these hippies, you know, I want to, you know, and he kind of threw it out there in a way that he wasn't necessarily sincere about it, but God was.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Chuck Smith and Lonnie Frisbee couldn't have been more opposite. But the thing that they both had in common was a sincere love for Jesus. I mean, that's the thing that brought them together. But their philosophies, or their approach, I mean, their approach to it all was definitely very different. But there's something that kind of happens, you know, when you bring the two of them together, that's really, really special. And God used them both in ways that are incredible. I mean, I know so many pastors that got their start or their spiritual birth out of this Jesus movement, this time period. And that was one of the things that drew us to it. It was like we heard so many personal stories of pastors and leaders in the church in America, no matter what their denomination was.
Exactly.
And we were like, you know, would it be great to do a movie of a story that's so compelling that shares this birth so that the next generation can actually experience it, and the generation that had that sort of rebirth can experience it one more time.
Well, how many churches did Chuck Smith alone start? I mean, across the country, there's Calvary's
over 1,000. It's
right.
Incredible. And when you see that happen in such a short period of time, it's really mind blowing.
Yeah.
I mean, what God did, I mean, and Chuck would certainly give all the credit to God, because what he did in such a short period of time was something else.
Mm-hmm. And he was a catalyst to keep that door open and that space open for the Lonnie Frisbees and those that were disenfranchised by the traditional church, but looking for God. And Chuck was there to help lead them through the door, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. And you know, and he took some heat originally when because it was, you know, the hippies were guys that were, you know, they were on the beach and they were definitely apart from the so-called righteous people that were in the church. And so it was a different kind of element when he invited them in.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand in hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit ibm.com/partnerplus.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Kevin Downs was such a delight. I so appreciated him coming on talking about the Jesus Revolution. I mean, it was a walk down memory lane, as you can imagine. You know, when you're there in the midst, I was in Southern California and watching what was going on and observing, you know, kind of the, it was like a dual movement, you know, a two-lane highway. Running parallel, you have the Jesus Revolution going on, the revival happening in Southern California and throughout California for that matter. And then, as you recall, we had, Vietnam, Haight-Ashbury, Woodstock, this free love sentiment happening at the same time. And it's interesting, and because here we are at this time and we see a revival that's taking place in Connecticut. And it's quite charming, I got to tell you, on one hand, where, you know, the dean there has said, well, it's going to stop on Monday. I mean, look, this is a bit of hubris, because you're going to tell God you're going to stop. You know, we'll see what happens beyond Monday, because, as I said, you know, Jesus had reminded the ruling class at the time, you know, when they said, hey, tell those people to shut up, you know, to quit, you know, honoring God and honoring you, and that as he was going into Jerusalem, he said, well, look at, you know, if need be, even the stones would cry out, right? So this is what we need. Whether it's stones, whatever it is, needs to cry out for the condition that the world, you know, we talk about America, but it is the world. The condition the world is in, because it's all under this influence that's taking place, this globalist government. Michelle Bachmann was on earlier to talk about what's going on, and people are surprised. Wait a minute, what are you talking about? The WHO. Like, we could have so much confidence in the WHO because he did such an outstanding job during the pandemic, how they lied to us and covered for China, right? And understandably, because China owns them. And so now we're going to subordinate our sovereignty to a communist-run organization to tell us, we the people, home of the free, home of the brave, that we are to fall in line. And they have ways to make you fall in line. I mean, they're going to have full authority. See, this is the danger of emergency powers. And Joe Biden is still operating under this. And as Michelle Bachmann pointed out, yes, he said that in May he's going to give those up. Well, wait a minute. You know, we already made the announcement that the pandemic is over. Why is he still holding on to these emergency powers? Well, you got to know he's holding on in order to move us further down the road to this one world globalist government. This is what the Joe Biden administration is doing to us, we the people. And as you recall, it was Barack Obama during his administration with Joe Biden that surrendered so much of our sovereignty, opened up the borders, compromised national security to no end. And we're sitting there wondering, what is going on here? And so we elect Donald Trump to come in, and he seals the border. He starts moving in a way that honors our national sovereignty and national security. But somehow, after all this, which I believe was needed things done on behalf of the country and our Constitution, 80 million people decide, nah, we'd much rather be run by Marxists and communists. Just doesn't make sense to me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Call me a denier if you want. But, you know, look at it. Has America gone so far down the road that we have surrendered all our desires for liberty? Like, it's meaningless, really? I mean, this is what we've come down to? I mean, I know that polls want to tell us that, you know, it's basically a 50-50 country, más o menos. I get that. But really, when it comes down to, you know, give me liberty or give me death, I mean, what do we want? Do we want to be like all these other communist and Marxist nations that are under the thumb of authoritarian governments, that you don't have any hope to be the best you can be, to be the best version of yourself? I mean, look at, you know, people wonder, and they ask me, they go, Bill, are we, you know, is this it? Well, I said, well, if it is, if this is it, the good news is that we know how it ends. But we're going to have to get through this. And we're, you know, it is so important in getting through this, that you understand whose you are. You don't belong to the WHO. You don't belong to Joe Biden, okay? Because the WHO, Joe Biden, and these, you know, oligarchs around the world are no different than Satan wanting to raise their head above God, okay? And there's going to be a comeuppance here, you know, as they say, because that will be reconciled. Because God's only going to put up with it so long. But meanwhile, what will take place is those who are not surrendered to God and don't hold to godly principles, sadly, they're going to be highly vulnerable. You know, we're all going to have to deal with this. And we're reminded in His Word that we will be at that period of time when we will see thousands around us who will be falling. But God will protect us. And I believe that to be, I believe this with all my heart, that God will continue to protect us, just as He's demonstrated during this pandemic and during my lifetime, time and again, how we've been attacked. And in spite of what we would think, you know, before, that we're one nation under God. No, we're no longer a nation under God. This is why we're going under. And as I shared with Michelle Bachmann, you know, we're like the children of Israel crying out that, God, you don't go out with our armies anymore. Look at our armies. I mean, when was the last time America won a war? God is not with our armies. And we need God to be with our armies. Do you understand this? It doesn't matter how many nuclear bombs you've got and how many worlds you can destroy. If you don't have God, you got bupkis. And this is how vulnerable our country is, and this is why people of faith, and even if you have just a little bit of faith, and maybe you think, look, I've turned my back on God, I've messed up, but maybe I need to, yes, more than maybe, you need to come back. You need to, if I can use the term, repent. We all need to repent. And repent is a very powerful word and a powerful action that God honors when we come to Him and say, God, we messed up. We have chosen our own way for whatever reason. We have self-responsibility. You can't blame Joe Biden. You can't blame Barack Obama. You can't blame Donald Trump. This is you and God. This is between you and God. And this is where we sit right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're on this precipice. And only God knows, because even when Jesus was asked, oh, when would the end times come? He says, I don't know. He says, only the Father knows. And only the Father knows right now if these are, in fact, the final last days. Don't know. I mean, boy, the signs are all here. And we need to heed the warning and respond to this and get right with God. Governments are going to do what they're going to do. Okay? They're going to move in this direction because what they're doing is they're coming up against God. That's who they're defying with this, climate agenda, with all these different things. The WHO, it's like, well, here's your God, America, the world, here's your God. Forget about the God who created everything. Gosh. I mean, how silly, right? The God who created it, who had built the infrastructure, all this infrastructure that is in place, whether we're talking about, physically, spiritually, it's all set there. It started in the beginning. God created. Not Joe Biden, not America, not the Romans, God. God created. He set everything in place. And here we think, oh, we're going to control the rains. We're going to control the climate. I love the line in the book of Psalms says, God laughs. God's laughing because you don't know what you don't know. These are the power players of this world that think that they're controlling it all. But there's going to be a day of truth that they're going to have to deal with. And it's one of those days that comes, it kind of reminds me again of that Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. And anytime you pay later, it gets much more expensive and much more complicated. So here we are. God's knocking at the door. God who says, hey, look, no matter what, I want you to know this. I want you to hold on to this, that I love you. God loves you. This is what this is all about. He created the heavens and the earth. He created this world because he loves us. And everything of his creation screams love. But we have these prevailing forces and these existential forces that do not want to honor God, and they want to tell you anything but. So what? So that we can respond to our own selfish ways? And we know what happens experientially. We've lived enough life, for those of us that have, that when we do it our way, doesn't come out so good. And here we are. We're at that crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. It really comes down to life or death. Life with God that continues, or death with all these other powers that are absolute counterfeit and non-substantial and unsustaining. This is what lies before us. It's your choice. It's up to you. But remember this again. God loves you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.